Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the MediCafe. Grab your cup of coffee and or tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up there in the stars, the planets, and the galaxy today. So we actually have another fairly quiet day astrologically. Yeah, that doesn't mean that in our outer world, with all the drama that's going on in Congress right now, that at least here in this country, that it isn't going to be totally quiet, like boring. It just means that there isn't anything new jumping out at us today, personally, that is going to rock your world, mostly because we're sitting in a void of course moon. So let's see. Good morning. Kathy Miller, she says she's been up since 6 a.m. And Ashley, good morning to you. And I'm surprised that that was there this morning. I'm trying the new studio and it went easier for me this morning because I started earlier and I wasn't so sideswiped by the new. But I really do sort of like the way that this is looking. And so I'm just kind of looking around to see what I'm not sure is if I started it. Actually, I did. It's showing me a countdown. And I don't see any new people coming in. But hey, it's out of my control, right? Is this actually here? Is it? Let me see if there's. And is that the one? Is that the one? Add a scheduled stream? No. So I think I'm on the right stream. I'm hoping you guys are all seeing me. Oh, there's new people popping in. So yes. Good. So I think I've got this down now. Good morning to Jacqueline and Patricia and Diane Pegram. Thanks for joining us this morning. I popped in for a few moments to watch the Robert Mueller testifying on into Congress. I just knocked over all of my pens. And I totally forgot that that was going on this morning, but it would have started so early my time. And of course, I have to get ready in the morning. But sounded to me like he was being very calm, cool, and collected, and that everything seemed to be going pretty smoothly. I don't know what the content was. I'm waiting for Mimi to see if she'll check in with us because I'm sure that she is listening to it. So what can we expect today in this void of course moon? Well, let me take you back and remind you what a void of course moon is. The void of course moon is a moon that is not making any new connections to any other planets until such time it does. It's called void of course. So the last contact it made was yesterday. Let's see, the 24th what is today? Today's the 24th. Yes, it is. Okay. So 7:49 this morning was its last contact, and it will be void until 2:43 p.m. This is West Coast time, my time. So add 3 hours for you all on the East Coast. And that means the last aspect that the moon made before moving into the void was a square, a challenge to Mercury in retrograde and in the sign of Cancer, which I kind of find interesting because that means only about, let's see, that would be 7:49 my time. So maybe, you know, it encompasses most of Mueller's testimony this morning would have been before the void of course moon. And then the rest of the testimony this afternoon will be during the void of course moon. So do I expect much to come out of this testimony? I don't think so, right? Mercury is in retrograde, which tells me that the communication is going back over old ground, that there probably won't be any big surprises that come out of this testimony today. But I have a feeling that it will absolutely ground in the information that he had found already. And the fact that it's in Cancer tells me that there's probably a couple of maybe secrets that will think things that maybe the president or other people in his cabinet had wanted to remain secret that sort of get out of the bag. We shall see, right? I don't know that anything comes of it, though, because the bulk, like I said, of the testimony is occurring during a void of course moon. And we know that with a void of course moon, we don't take new action, right? It's almost like the air goes out of the balloon, and until you blow it back up and have it filled up again, it isn't going to float. Right? So that's the kind of energy we have. It's really good for spiritual work. It's really good for meditation or yoga or clearing off your desk or bringing completion to something that you've had in the works, but it's not good for pushing your way into starting anything new. And it's double downed with us with the energy today of the moon in its last quarter phase. It's now come to the final square before the new moon, which tells us we are in our crisis of consciousness time. And the crisis of consciousness time is where we realize that there isn't anything in the outer world that's blocking us from taking new action or from doing what we want or from living from our heart's desires. We discover that it is an internal thing that is going on. It is in our consciousness, our connection to spirit or to our higher selves, where the issue is occurring. And so we have the opportunity to shift things, shift the conversation in our minds, shift the conversation that's going on between the heart and the mind, and that's where the juiciness lies today. So it's not a great time to start a project, but if you have plans in place to start something, this is a great time in the waning of the moon to add the finishing touches on a project, or maybe change the plans a little bit, you know, maybe take and reevaluate what some of the things are that you want to do and then take action later. Today's not necessarily that day. And I think I'm going to switch over to the Pleiadian Earth energy for the day because it sort of backs this up in that today is a day of change. It's a 5-day. The 5-day is literally named change. This is the universal energy for the day. And it is a day that we might need to expect some surprises or some unexpectedness, maybe unexpected opportunity coming, an unexpected visitor, maybe an unexpected ending to something. And in this unexpectedness, it's not necessarily negative. We had a conversation last week, I think, with someone, I can't remember who it was, that said, does Uranus always bring us bad surprises or, upsets? And this is, Uranus is kind of the kin to this energy, this universal energy of five, of change, in that it's a planet that we have come to love and adore because he brings us good things too, right? Unexpectedly, the way is cleared for something to go on for you. Unexpectedly, there's an opportunity that lands in your lap. So there's many good things that happen as well in the energy of Uranus and in the energy of change. But we as humans, we're kind of creatures of habit. We're really kind of averse at most times to big changes. It's okay if we take little changes, but if something big comes and it represents a big change, then we tend to push back a bit from it and try to make it a smaller change or try to put that change out a bit on the timeline so that we don't have to deal with the change. Now, the earth energy of the day is called transcending. And transcending energy in Mayan was Cimi or C-I-M-I. It was the energy of the vulture, or often it was represented by a skull, in that it is the energy of death and rebirth. So it didn't represent necessarily death itself, but it did represent that idea of having to let go in order to open up to something new. So we have this idea today that change is part of transcending, or part of letting go of what no longer serves us, part of the death and the rebirth circle of life, part of regeneration. And in that, then, today's day may be a way for a path forward to just clear out, right? Anything that isn't serving you, things that no longer are in resonance with you. And if you're not willing to do that consciously on your own, the universe can contrive to help you let go, to help you change. And that's where change and Uranus and crisis of consciousness and the crisis of action that happens earlier in the cycle of the moon gets a bad rap, right? Because things are, you're kind of back up against the wall, having to make changes, or the universe has changed them for you. And then we are forced to be in reaction then instead of taking action. So I would ask you to consider taking action. Get a plan today. A plan for action, right? The new moon is just another week or so away. July 31st, today's the 24th, so 7 days from now is the new moon, and that is going to be the time for a new beginning. So put the finishing touches on the plan. What is it that you have in the works? What is it that you want to do next? That's what we can use the energy of today, putting those finishing touches on things. Now, the biggest news of the day is Mercury in retrograde conjunct Venus in Cancer, both of them conjunct, a conjunction. They are operating on the same degree of the zodiac, and that is today at about 26, 25 degrees that's right on my ascendant. Well, I wonder what that'll bring me today. So Venus and Mars together, or Venus and Mercury together, excuse me. So I always think of Mercury as the head, the mind, communication. So if I could make a perfect energy center, it would be the mind and the throat combined together, because that's what Mercury rules, both the mind and what we say, communication. And in that then is a conjunction to Venus, which rules the heart. So the heart and when I say the heart, I mean our desires, the things we love, the people we love. So today we see that we have this opportunity to bring heart and mind together. And sometimes that can be a little confusing for us all, because we may be needing to, we want to maybe disentangle that, right? We don't always want to have mind and heart together. But today with, you know, this conjunction going on, it is much easier for us to speak to our heart and to receive into our hearts. So really good energy today with that. But Mercury also rules the way that we speak. And in this case, then maybe we are more apt today to be tapped into the meaning behind our words. Right. So rather than just throwing out, like we, you know, have had conflict and confrontation going on. And instead of that today, maybe we have more of that soothing sort of voice and the ability to make things nice for everyone. Now, that doesn't mean that you're, you know, giving away something. It doesn't mean that you're changing your fundamental character. It just means today we're less likely to knee-jerk and react and spew than it is that we are, you know, going to stop a little bit and think before we speak or take action. Now, both of these planets, excuse me, in the sign of Cancer brings us to home, family, maybe healing wounds or breaches between you and your siblings, or you and your children, or you and your beloved. It's highly possible today to mend that breach. So if that's a possibility in your life today, go for it, right? The moon is sustaining that for us until this afternoon, 2:43 my time is 5:43 for you all on the East Coast. So literally all day long, the moon, the emotions are left with the square to Mercury. So there may be some things that had been said or some things that you'd been thinking that have been disturbing. Today, you can heal that, right? Today, we can move through all of that. Oh, let's see what people are saying out here. Since I last checked in, we have good morning, Allison. Good morning, Sarah and Colleen. And we have Dion. It's still going. Oh, okay. She's talking about the interview of Robert Mueller. Congressman Liu established all elements of obstruction exist, and that Trump was not indicted only because he's a sitting president. Good morning, all you lovely people. Thank you. Good morning, Lynn. Good morning, Debbie Hedden. Good morning, Natasha. And Asa and Kathy Miller says, gotta go. Watching my great grandson. Oh my gosh, what fun. And this will be a wonderful day. Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Londa. You mean, she says, be willing to look at your stuff and shifting it. Absolutely. Look at your stuff. But it's not a day to beat yourself up over it, right? This is a day to be compassionate and loving towards yourself and others in terms of anything that it is that you see that needs work in your life. This might be a good time if you've had issues with other people even to go back over that conversation, not for purposes, again, of beating yourself up, but for looking at it and seeing what it is that you can do to repair the situation if there's a rip, or how it is that in your own heart that you can change what it is that you're thinking about or what you've been focusing on. And that will change your perspective of the relationship as well. Londa says, it's a Chiron wound, something someone is always working on. Is that what we come here to heal and acknowledge? You know, Chiron right now is sitting at 5 degrees of Aries. And that means he's still in a sort of a semi-sextile to Uranus, which is sitting at 6 degrees of Taurus. So they're only like 30 degrees apart from one another. And to me, that's almost a sustained need to heal the wound. Chiron is in retrograde. It's going back over the territory, meaning it's going back over any of the wounds that have been triggered over the last couple of months. And then Uranus is bringing up the pathway, right? The electricity, the nervous energy to maybe move through it to actually, you know, if you can't stand the situation anymore, it may be time to heal it. It may be time to release it and to let it go and move on. And I think that's a lot of what we're experiencing. I'm looking to see if there's anything else at those degrees today. No, not really. So a semi-sextile is a fairly beneficial aspect or relationship between those two planets. So maybe some surprising or some ahas, some revelations about what the cause is or what the seed was that was planted because of that, and then the ability to open up and heal. Now remember, Aries is the home right now of Chiron, and Aries energy is always about self-acceptance, self-sustaining energy, self-love, and independence, standing on your own two feet, having courage and to stand on your own and to pull yourself out of the shadow and to be out in the crowd. It is letting go of codependence and in favor of interdependence, maybe, or even independence is better than codependence at this point. Although I would say they are opposite ends of a spectrum. And of course, with a spectrum, we kind of want to land in the middle. So where that is going on in your own chart may be where it is that you have to heal this breach. So Londa, I know you have a Leo rising sign, and the rising sign this morning happens to be Leo. And likely because we're moving, you have a birthday next week, right? So the outer world is already lining up to support that. So Leo is the rising sign in the morning. And let's see, what time did I pull this chart? 7:24 a.m. And that means that likely your own Aries, where this is happening, is in the ninth house, between the eighth and the ninth house. So the eighth house would be the house of transformation, where there's regeneration going on and where you are addressing the darkness, the unseen, the shadow. And the other opportunity then would be that it might be also in the ninth house of expansion and growth, right? Where you are standing out in the crowd yourself. Now, Uranus then would be very near the midheaven in your chart. And I think we've had this conversation about what that means, right? It is a change in the way you fundamentally have been looking at yourself in your own business and how you have fundamentally been claiming your truth, your power within groups or within relationships that you have, especially working relationships. So I hope that makes sense. Oh, I have a little visitor crawling on my screen here. I also had a visitor in my yard this morning that I scared because I coughed, and there was a deer right outside my window. She was pretty, a doe, and I was looking for her babies, but I didn't see any, so she must be a fairly young doe. Good morning, Gail. She says, love this information, but trying to flow with a lot of massive changes in my life right now. I hurt my left knee and left hip on Monday and asking why. Why this setback now? Looking for answers. Well, the left would be the divine feminine. And the feminine energy is receptive energy. And it isn't doing energy. It is being energy. So when you have a lot of Uranus massive changes going on in your life, what are you in resistance to, right? Or what are you trying to push in and make things happen? Instead, the universe has contrived to make you slow down, sit down, maybe put your feet up. What was it you said? Your right knee and your left knee and your left hip, which are kind of Sagittarius and Saturn. So Jupiter and Saturn issues. And Jupiter and Saturn, interestingly enough, I went through this entire video yesterday talking about Jupiter and Saturn. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I've been certainly aware of this for a while now, that on December 21st of 2020, so not this winter solstice, but a year from now, Jupiter and Saturn come together at 0 degrees of Aquarius. Seriously, this hasn't happened since the 1400s, and it shows a shift, a big shift in the paradigm for the foreseeable future, because not only is it a shift from where they were 20 years ago when they came together, which was in Taurus, it is a major shift out of earth signs and into air signs. So, and there's a 240-year cycle between Jupiter and Saturn and the elements that they're playing in. And we got a foretaste of the Jupiter Saturn in air back in 1980. And now in 2020, we are going to go full on into air. So for the rest of our lives, and most of the people on the planet, even the newest babies, will have air Jupiter and air Saturns coming together. And that changes out of the earth energies, where we might have been dealing with land and wealth and agriculture and values. And we're now moving into more of the energies around airness. So that's thoughts, that's ideas, that's ideals, that's space travel, that's invention. The ruling planet for Aquarius energy is Uranus. And so there's a lot of us that are in resistance to what some of the new is that's coming out. I've been in resistance to new technology, right? Witness yesterday my having to make this change to an upgraded version of what I was doing, of my platform that I use. And it really totally upset my role yesterday. This morning I'm looking at it going, so what really upset me about this? I don't know now, except that it was new and that I was in resistance to doing something new. So check for yourself then, Miss Gail, and see what it is that you've been in resistance to. What changes are you resisting? Where have you been trying to push that happening sooner, or pushing, you know, maybe trying to make it happen in a specific way where the universe is telling you, not so fast, sit back, enjoy the ride, wait for us to bring all the elements together, and then you'll see where all of this is leading you. Lynn says, funny, I saw a large deer crossing the street right in front of my house, looking at out my kitchen window. I love it. Gail, thank you. I've heard this before. Slow down and self-care. Independence is loud for me. Taurus, Capricorn, moon, all while I'm moving my wellness business all at the last minute, forced to move out. Wow. So, you know, that's happened to me before in business, right? Having to move and not necessarily liking it, and then not having it be an optimal move. And the timing wasn't optimal. I mean, I could go on and on, right? In my mind, this was not the time to move. That was not the place to move, but it seemed like the only doorway open. And sometimes, you know, you've just got to sit back and just go with that flow and see, maybe it isn't optimal and maybe this isn't the right timing, but it must be because that's what the universe is putting in front of you, right? Putting in front of you. So go with that flow or resist that flow, right? Would you rather be at peace or would you rather be in upset, right? So to be at peace is to just sit back and go, okay, there's not much I can do. So direct the packing, direct the way that the movers or the people loading the trucks or whatever are taking care of things, but don't yourself get physically involved. That seems to be what the universe is telling you, Gail. Londa, left side feminine, needing to listen to the feminine. To the left of the hip is the feminine release chakra. Love it. Creation chakra. Knees are your link chakra, which is ancestral, releasing old genetic programs so you can move forward. Wow. Thanks, Londa. That's great information for Gail. Natasha also, and I hope this helps, the knees are about movement and flexibility, moving forward, and the hips are the support in that movement. Perfect. Perfect. Lynn says, my friend and I were talking about the need more than ever for radical self-care. And Gail says, yes, I'm flowing with it. Thank you. Albeit in resistance a bit, right? That's me too. I flow. Yes, I flow. I mean, I'm a Gemini, so change isn't, you know, difficult for me. But I also have a Leo Black Moon Lilith, and the shadow part of me is that resistance to change. And I would say we all have somewhere in our chart this resistance to change, and or as our human qualities where we resist those things that would be different, because it's hard. It's hard to start something new. It's hard to think about yourself in a new building, isn't it, Gail, or in a new facility, especially one that may not be optimal or what you think isn't optimal for you at this time. And when I had to make a move like that, a lot of stuff went into storage for the time being while construction was being done on the new facility. And that construction seemed to drag on forever. And finally, I just said, screw it, I can't stand it anymore. And I ended up plopping myself and my business partner in the building upstairs while the construction was being done. And then finally, I didn't even like what the contractors were doing. So I asked, I kind of farmed out to my followers or my clients and customers to come in and help. Right. So there is a lot of monkeying around that I did at that time. Given now what I know, I would have sat back and just allowed it to unfold as it was meant to unfold. So, but the thing is, we like to monkey around, right? We like to go, we like to push ourselves into something. All righty. So I think that's about, oh, there is one more thing I wanted to share with everybody this morning. And that is, you know, the little chart that's down here at the bottom of your printed out chart, the one, the grid that talks about, this is across the top, it is cardinal fixed mutable. That tells you the mode of operation for each of the signs or each of the planets. And then down this column over here is fire, air, earth, and water. And that grid gives me an idea of where all the planets are located, or at least all the points and planets that I use in my charts that I look at. And today there were 8 of them in fire, 8 of them in earth. To me, that's scorching energy. And it was funny because have you ever ironed and scorched a sheet? Or maybe it didn't actually scorch and leave a burn mark, but you know, overheated it, and that smell that you get. I woke up to that smell this morning and I was like, I'm not ironing. I was sleeping and my husband isn't ironing. He's making coffee. And there was just no reason for the scorched smell, but that's what I smelled. And then as I looked at this, I went, earth and fire is scorching energy. So there's something scorching here today, the potential for scorching. And then the mode in which everything is operating today is cardinal. So that is wanting to start and initiate and move forward. And it reminds me then of the smell of burning rubber, right? When you've got your foot on the gas and your foot on the brake and you really can't go anywhere, that's what we're sort of feeling. So we have a lot of this cardinal energy that wants to initiate and wants to move forward, and it is scorching the very earth the very ground beneath your feet as we're trying to go against that flow. So that would be the reminder then to all of us to relax and just be, and to just go with that flow. Stay in your heart. Maybe Mercury in retrograde is like getting out of the mind, the usual cacophony of voices that are going on in your head, and come further into your body, into the heart center, where it's peaceful, where it's hopefully less prone to pushing and more prone to being, holding space. All right. So good morning, Kristen. It's good to see you out there. Gail says, yes, and leaving my therapists behind, it's my time. There you go, Gail. It's your time. Yeah, it's maybe a good time for you to look at your chart and also your progressed chart and see, you know, what's progressed to where and what is it pushing you to? And that's an interesting travel, an interesting trip that I've been taking with my own chart and with other people's charts lately. It just seems to be the call to look at what's happening now and also what is the evolution for you, right? The progression shows your personal evolution, where the transits show what's happening for everybody. It's unique for you in that it's happening in a specific place in your chart, but it's also something that everybody's experiencing. So anyway, maybe a good time for that. But also definitely sit back and relax, enjoy the ride, and see where it's taking you. Hard for us to do. Alrighty. I think that's all I have for you today. There's nothing much changing. Mercury conjunct Venus is the biggest news today. Tomorrow we have some other energies that we're going to definitely want to talk about. Mars trining Jupiter tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a much better day for taking action. Tomorrow, the Pleiadian Earth energy will be in the six, and that's the energy of flow. So maybe just hold back, hang back, relax a little bit today. Tomorrow will be a different day. All right. Any questions, anything anybody needs me to talk about today? I was really hoping, let's see, what time is it? It's 8:30. My time, it's 11:30. So he has another half an hour of speaking. And so I was hoping maybe Mimi would join us and tell us what was going on. But I'm sure she is taking in all of that information for us. Today, this afternoon, 5 p.m. my time, so 8 p.m. East Coast time. And that would be, I think, 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. in Australia. I will be on the Angel Heart Radio on Blog Talk Radio with Annette McCoy. And we are going to take up a lot of different topics today. I don't know what they are exactly. I love days like that, where I just get on air with her and we just start talking and whatever comes up, comes up. But I can tell you that it is also a day when I do readings online on air. And if you are interested, I will post the phone number that you can call to get a reading. It is a stateside United States phone number. So there aren't, I don't think there are charges for you to call that number. Depends on your cell plan. When you call in the number, if you call in for a reading today, you press the number 1 after Blog Talk answers. It puts you in the caller queue, and there you can be in queue for a reading. And sometimes we have several people, sometimes we have none. So take your chances, right? Call in if you want to know what your chart looks like. Technically what I do, even though I may have a specific theme that I'm talking about that day, I'll try to look at that. But if there's something else that pops out at me in your chart, then that's what we're going to talk about, whatever it is that is seemingly most important in the grand scheme of things for you, even if it means we're not talking about specifically the topic, which there is no specific topic today, so we're good. So I guess that is it for me this morning. I hope you all have a wonderful day. And look for the information in the Living Astrology Facebook page for the Angel Heart Radio show later today. I will see you guys tomorrow morning. Have a good day.